If it is or if it ain't, it's gonna come out.
Good morning, everybody, or almost afternoon. It's your girl, Miracle Sims, and you're listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. It is March the 5th, 2024, and today the topic is the Nephilim. Yes, indeed, but it's also my sister's birthday. So happy birthday, Nyla. I hope you guys are having a wonderful, wonderful day. Miss Nyla O, I hope you're having a fabulous day as well. Like I said, it was an awesome time celebrating with her over weekend. And yeah, I saw that she got some little nice surprises already this morning, one from her daughter and another from her nephew. So we're going to see what else the Lord do with her, for her, and through her today. But, you know, I thank the Lord for her. I thank the Lord for, you know, allowing her to see 33 years and for us to have her for 33 years. And yeah, man, to God be the glory, you know. Happy birthday, sister. Y'all can check her out, man, on social medias, all right? She got, look, a multipreneur just like her sister, okay? She got Anchor Phlebotomy. She also has Diva Style Salon and much, much more going on. So yeah, man, check her out and her endeavors. She also has an episode of the GSL Talk Show. If you guys want to see her lovely face and things of that nature, then go to God, Sex, and Love, either on YouTube or our website, GodSexAndLove.com, and search for her name over there in the GSL Talk Show section. It should be Nyla O'Neill. You guys can catch her interview with the GSL Talk Show. But all right, y'all, let's go ahead and get into this, man, the Nephilim. All right, so... I mean, I guess there's a lot of things that kind of could inspire this, but I would say it was more so inspired by, I took a little time last night to check out Cat Williams's interview on Joe Rogan. And it was interesting. I only watched like part of it. But I would just say definitely was interesting, to say the least, just because, you know, again, with Cat being a comedian and things of that nature, you know, you just never know, I guess, what the interview is going to be about. And it just seemed to be very philosophical, you know, and talking about the things of God and all this other type of stuff, right? And it was very interesting to, you know, hear some of the things that he was sharing. Some things that was, you know, over my head, as they say, you know, that I'm not familiar with, things of that nature. And so there was some things he was mentioning, some words and whatnot that I kind of felt like I want to go deeper about and things like that. And yeah, ultimately, basically, you know, I would say that watching that is pretty much what has inspired today's conversation. Because again, he was talking about, it seemed like, and again, I didn't watch the whole thing and whatnot, but it seemed like he was referring to extraterrestrials. And I know he kept saying, at least in the little bit that I watched, he kept saying, everybody is saying the same thing. And I'm like, hold on, because, you know, again, I already done established way back when I first kicked this thing off that at least when it comes to Jesus, everybody's not saying the same thing. So, I mean, you know, if we're talking about that, then, you know, I can't be in agreement, you know. Now, if he's talking about, which it seemed like he started off talking about, like, you know, when it came to, I guess, people in different, I guess, nations having observations of other beings. And it's like all these different nations in different areas had the same type of interaction with some other beings. Then I could probably, you know what I'm saying, understand that part. Because again, I am familiar with what the Bible has to say, and I am familiar with this term Nephilim and things of that nature. Now, do I know everything about it? No, But at least reading the Bible and studying it has, you know, confirmed, right? And it tells us that there are spiritual beings and things of that nature. I mean, whether we want to call them Nephilim, well, we'll talk more about that in a minute, but whether we want to call them Nephilim, whether we want to call them demons, whether we want to call them, you know, something else, but yeah. So anyway, I would say that conversation and listening to them as much as I did listen to yesterday, and that being on my heart and mind this morning at some point, yeah, I just felt led to go deeper about this term Nephilim. Even though, I mean, I've studied some of this before or whatever, but still, I mean, just felt led to go ahead and do it. And so, yeah, and what I would encourage and inspire anybody, because it's very interesting, again, to hear other people talk about information, especially if you're not privy to the information. And then you're like, wow, this person sounds so wise and they sound like they got so much information and knowledge. And where can I get this information and knowledge and stuff like that? And a lot of us are, I guess, easily swayed by that type of thing, right? But again, for me, and I hope that you guys could challenge yourself to do this as well, that when you have questions about whatever it might be, whether it's extraterrestrials, whether it's Nephilim, whether it's demons, whatever your questions may be about otherworldly things, I would hope that you would go to the Word of God for your wisdom and information versus going to all these variety of other places. Not to say that, you know, it depends on where you are in your faith and your spiritual life and things of that nature. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're in a strong place where you can take in other information without being swayed, then cool, you know, check out other information. If you're not at that place yet, then go ahead and continue to get your milk, you know what I'm saying, until you're able and capable to handle some meat, you know, and things like that. So that's my little, you know, suggestion. I hope that you guys are encouraged and inspired by that. But let's get into this conversation about Nephilim. So the definition of Nephilim that I came across this morning says mysterious beings or people in the Hebrew Bible who are described as being large and strong. So the Nephilim, according again, yes, to the Bible and things of that nature, it said that these beings or these people, right, these are people, and they were conceived by I guess what we could consider to be the fallen angels, just God, sex, and love. So having sex with women is what created the Nephilim. We're gonna see what the Bible has to say about that. And again, there's a lot of questions, because on one hand you hear about these, you know, demons that are locked down underground somewhere, you know, and then you know, you see things about demons being able to roam and you know, what they call possess people and things of that nature. So it's like, there's a lot of questions there. And then again, you hear all the, you know, of course, we know about all the different religions, and we know about all the different ideas and things that have been presented and things of that nature. Then we're like, okay, are we the only ones? Are there extraterrestrials? You know, so there's a lot of questions, right? But right now, we're just going to focus on Nephilim. And then we're going to see what the Lord do. All right. So the first verse that I felt led to write down this morning was Genesis 6:4. It says, the Nephilim were on the earth in those days and also afterward, when the sons of God came into the daughters of man, and they bore children to them. These were the mighty men who were of old, the men of renown. So, the Bible's very clear that, you know, there was some stuff going on in those days. And it did say in those days, so there's talking about before Noah and then afterwards. We know that there's accounts of, you know, biblical giants and things like that. You know, I know we all are so fascinated about this superhuman thing, right? People with superpowers and things of that nature. It's fascinating. Don't get me wrong. Hey, I, you know, can watch a good old Marvel film and get, you know, entertained just like everybody else. And I'm sure, right, in those days, anybody seemingly to have that type of thing would definitely catch people's attention, right? And things of that nature. Obviously, you know, Christ did, you know, and everything like that. And so Yeah, so basically, you know, again, there's nothing wrong with, I guess, being curious about, you know, these quote unquote mighty men and these, you know, quote unquote superhuman or super strong or whatever the case may be people. And then some people might be like, you know, I am that person, you know what I mean? I do got the powers or whatever the case may be. You know, it does, you know, beg to the question is like, hey, man, you know, are there people still around with the type of thing? I know there are super tall people still, you know, and things like that. Are they the giants of today? I heard, I didn't hear, okay, I heard some testimonies, but I didn't see anything in regards to this. But I heard something happened in Miami recently where people, there were some super tall or super large beings or something like that that was in the malls or something like that. I just heard a couple of testimonies about it. Again, I didn't see the footage or nothing for myself, so I don't know. But I mean, you know, again, where there's smoke, there's fire, right? So hey, you know, there's these accounts that these beings or people existed, and it said in those days and afterward, and they had to be superhuman to survive the worldwide flood. Okay, so it had been something going on, right? But something to think about. That's something to think about. So then we got another verse, y'all. It's Numbers 13 and 33. It says, "And there we saw the Nephilim, the sons of Amok, who came from the Nephilim, and we seemed to ourselves like grasshoppers, and so we seemed to them." So it seems to be that these people had an account or encounter, or they saw these beings or these people, right? And they felt like grasshoppers to those people, and vice versa, I guess, to the people, they, you know, look down on them as grasshoppers as well. I mean, and we know what that's like. I mean, anytime we look at an ant or an insect, you know, you can feel so big, right? So imagine someone else towering over you to make you feel so small. This is interesting. You know, I mean, I know there's plenty to go deeper about, honestly. Again, you guys can check out Genesis 6, 1 through 22 and read what it said about that. And again, yes, the procreation of these Nephilim and things like that. And again, and then even with that, you have to start thinking about, okay, so who were these quote unquote sons of God? You know, who were these, and how did it happen? Like, did you know a demon possess a human or a man in particular, because that's the only way women can procreate. So did demons possess a man to then, you know, or did they somehow have some type of spiritual encounter? You know, we can all go deeper about all these things. But again, I think let's not lose sight of the greatest of them all. And I believe that that is Jesus Christ, because we believe that he is God in the flesh. And just like a piece of God, honestly, when you go deeper about looking into that. So Jesus is like a piece of God. But either way, it's like for some reason we get so fascinated about, I guess, the quote unquote evil side of the spirit realm, right? You know, again, there's so many people that are, you know, focused on worshiping Satan versus worshiping Christ. And you know, there's all these different things out here. Oh, let's talk about extraterrestrials or other beings elsewhere, but then let's not think that they are demons. Like, no, let's think that there's something else or what. You know, it's just all of that that's out there. And so I hope that this encourages us and inspires us to, again, if you're seeking wisdom of any kind, let that wisdom be from the Word of God. Let that wisdom be from our Creator, the one who knows all, versus you know, again, being easily swayed by the things of men, you know, and the ideas of men and things of that nature. But yeah, I mean, that's ultimately the juice this morning, because I ain't got no more verse to share with you. That's all I had to say about that. Y'all can go deeper in whatever way you feel led. But yeah, that's the juice. Now the Bible verse of today is Hebrews 12 and 2. It says, "Looking into Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the slave." I might be saying that word wrong, so check out what that word is before the "and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." So yeah, man, I hope that you guys enjoyed this juice this morning. Thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. I pray you guys can go forth and have a wonderful day, and I look forward to talking to you all tomorrow, if the Lord's will. Bye-bye.
Hey, ladies, are you looking for love? Not just any kind of love, a faithful love. Well, visit faithforamate.com. There you'll find an amazing course curated for Christian women just like you that's full of insightful and practical information from the Word of God. So don't delay. Visit faithforamate.com and find a husband naturally.